Hi, Father.
Okay. It's been a while for me, but I think I remember the gist of it. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been... It's been a while for me, Father. I can't lie. It's been about 25 years since I went to confession, and these are my sins. All of them, I guess. Oh, apart from murder. I hope that goes without saying. And I was brought up in a care home, so I don't have to worry about honoring my mother and father. And any stealing I've done was mostly just for fun, so I don't think that counts, really. I mean, if I wanted something, I could just use my body to get it. Men are so dumb. And then there's the Lord's name in vain, isn't there? It's like swearing, right? Well, okay. Sometimes I stub my toe or someone cuts in line at the supermarket and I get angry and swear. But sometimes when I swear, well, it's as close as I ever come to praying. You know, like when I'm having sex. Yeah, there's been a lot of sex. Sex before marriage, before other people's marriages, I mean, because I'm not married. I like sex. Lots of sex. With lots of different people. So it's probably a bad idea for me to do the marriage thing, you know? Plus, I don't need to. I'm good at getting men to give me money in return for sex. Sometimes it makes me laugh. Guys have paid me a fortune, furnished me with lavish gifts, and taken me on exotic holidays because they thought it was the only way I'd have sex with them. But really, I'd have had sex with them anyway. Yeah, I might be a nymphomaniac when I think about it. When I say I like sex, I mean I really like sex. All types of sex with all types of people. I'm sorry if this shocks you, Father, but mostly it seems like there's no such thing as love, no such thing as God, no such thing as heaven. And the only thing that matters is now. And I want every bit of now to be full of heart, carnal passion that never stops, that continues to escalate and escalate. Until I orgasm and orgasm and orgasm, and the orgasms blur and overlap, and my body's consumed in a joyous frenzy, and I'm breaking away, climbing to a place that I can never quite remember. And every time I get there, every time I'm orgasming hard, I can't believe that I forgot how good it is, how awesome it is. Then I swear, Father, every bad word you ever heard, I swear hard and constant like I'm a drunk sailor with Tourette's, and it's a prayer. It's a prayer to God, Father. It's the most honest prayer that God ever heard, and my quivering heart can feel God's warm touch, and the warmth spreads through my spasming body, and I'm in awe of His holy majesty. And then, all of a sudden, I believe in Him and heaven and angels and all of that stuff. The sex gotta be real good for God to touch me like that, Father. But if I have sex with the same person all the time, the sex stops being that good, which means I stop praying to God, which means I probably shouldn't get married. Oh, and also I'm a feminist, so that's another reason not to bother with marriage. But I don't feel bad about having lots of sex with lots and lots of different people. So when you give me some Hail Marys to say at the end, don't give me any for that one. So what about blackmail, Father? Blackmail's not a sin, is it? I checked before I came in here and I couldn't find it mentioned. Because I've blackmailed quite a few people, to tell you the truth, and I feel bad about it. Well, a bit bad anyway. But sometimes it's the only way to get what I want, and the Bible doesn't tell you not to do it. Frankly, I can't believe there's a loophole which means I can just saunter into heaven with all the blackmailing I've done. I'm not your average blackmailer. I don't want money. Like I said, Father, I like sex. And that's all I want. And so that's what I use blackmail for. To get sex. You see, there's this special type of sex. I like strong, dominant alpha males to take me, throw me on the ground, and take me hard. And that's just normal sex. But mostly, I like that just because it pays good. You know what I mean when I say take, right? I'm going out of my way not to swear here. But then there's this other type of sex. And I'm not the one being taken. I'm the one doing the taking. Younger guys mostly. Guys who think they don't want sex. And I get to feel powerful. I like to be the dom father. I like to get inexperienced guys who are all hung up and put them in sexual situations they just can't handle. And tease and arouse them, as I call them. Good boy. I told you, I'm a feminist. I'm very empowered. And I have branded dozens of guys by those two words. Good boy. I introduce them to fornication and shape all of their future fucking. Yeah, I'm gonna swear now, Father. Those two words, good boy. When I say those two words to a certain type of guy in a certain type of situation. My soul roars like a lion, and I own the poor, good little boy forever. I like to feel like the predator, Father. And often my prey, they like to run. But I'm a clever predator, Father. I like to make sure there's nowhere for them to run before I start the chase. So, I've come here to confession today because of blackmail. I've come here to blackmail you. I'm going to suck your cock, Father. And you're going to be a good boy. You're going to come in my mouth. Here, now, in this confessional booth. Oh, don't worry, I'm the last in the queue. And there's no one else out there. That stupid spinster, Miss Jameson, walked straight out of the church without doing any penance, Father. Even though she was in here for goddamn half an hour. So we won't be disturbed. You don't have to worry about that. Then, this would be the blackmail part that I was telling you about. Okay, then. Here. Look at my phone. Look at the screen. What's that, Father? Yeah, I think you can make it out. That's you, isn't it, Father? Masturbating in your back garden. I was hiding up a tree, filming you. You can clearly see that's you, beating yourself off, and then when you come, You squirted all over the patio. Well, okay. You can't quite see the cum squirting all over the patio. The camera on my phone's not that good, but, So I came back the next day with a proper video camera. You might want to think about cutting down that tree that's just outside your garden fence. Here, let me show you the next bit. Oh, now we're talking. Close-up city. Gotta love Zoom function, Father. There we go. What's that, Father? Is that a close-up of your cock, Father? That's a close-up of your cock, Father. Yeah, and now we're pulling out. Nice torso, Father. Pinching your nipple pretty hard. Pretty kinky for a priest, if you ask me. And there we go. Your face and your torso and your cock all in one shot, and here we go. Just pause it. Here. Got it in one. That's not just your face. That's your orgasm face. And look at your cock. And that's not just your cock. That's your cock with the first jet of cum shooting out of it. I'm quite proud of this video. You should be too. But I guess that's probably not what you're feeling right now. I must have watched this every day for 2 months now. Yeah, you come a lot, Father. You squirt out about 12 blasts. Pretty good distance as well. And, you know, sustained too. It's almost as if you're pissing cum. From a big, erect cock. Look, when I press play again. Fuck. It's almost as if it's in slow motion, isn't it? It's not, though. I haven't figured out how to make my phone play video in slow motion yet. Do you know how? Never mind. God, it's so beautiful watching you orgasm all over your patio in such savage abandon without a care in the world on a beautiful sunny day. It makes me wet. But it also makes me want to write poetry. But maybe the people who come to church here might feel a little different about it. And here, you finally finish emptying your balls. How long was that? 22 seconds, if you must know. And what do you do now? Yeah, this bit. I don't get this bit. You look up to the sun with a smile on your pretty face and do the sign of the cross. I mean, at least you weren't wearing your dog collar, but when people see how much you ejaculate, well, that might raise a few eyebrows. They're not going to be able to forget it, are they, really? And at the end with the sign of the cross at the sun thing? Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I guess I think it's cute, really. But the people who worship here might feel a bit ambivalent about it. Because Jesus didn't die on the sun, did he? Priests aren't supposed to worship the fucking sun, are they? And mostly, priests aren't supposed to do the sign of the cross after they've ejaculated and their thighs are still wobbling because they orgasm so good. Are they, Father? And yeah, and that was a few months ago, and yeah, I climbed the tree every day it was sunny, and yeah, nearly every day it happened to be sunny, and yeah, you came out nearly every day to put on a real good show, and obviously I filmed every single performance. I got a library of you debasing yourself. You could have been a porn star, Father. You got a talent for coming. Fucking lots. But you wanted a job where you only have to work 2 hours a day and could spend the rest of the day masturbating in the back garden. If it's sunny. Which it has been a lot lately. So come on, Father. Oh, I'm gonna ditch the father thing. Because I'm a feminist, and what the fuck? It's a bit too much like calling you daddy. Also, you're about 22 years old, and I'm in my 30s. And right now, you seem like a scared little boy. Not like a father. Just like a scared little boy. Don't be scared, little boy. It will be all right. Be a good boy for me and everything will be all right. But I'm not done blackmailing you. First day I saw you masturbating, I ran home and masturbated myself. I came pretty hard watching you on my phone. Even though the first vid I took had no good close-ups. Then I called a private detective to check into you. Yeah. I take my blackmailing seriously. I don't just leap right in. And you know what he found out? Yeah, you know. You're not even a real priest, that's what he found. You're a fraud. You just wanted a cushy job where you don't have to do anything, and that's why I'm going to get to suck you off right now. If I release all footage I have of you, casting all your seed onto the patio, maybe you'll just get transferred. If I blow the whistle on your bogus priest credentials, though, then you'll have to get a proper job. You'll be good in porno if you ask me, but maybe that's a bit too much like hard work for you. So enough fucking around. Stand up. Stand up. It's happening. That's all there is to it. You don't stand up right now, then I go home and send all these videos I got of you to every last member of the congregation. Then I call the papers and tell them about you not being a real priest. And then the papers will run a story about how Roman Catholicism is just full of guys who aren't even real priests who like to masturbate in the back garden. And they think the sun's better than the crucifix. That's a good boy. Now, perhaps you're not quite familiar with how blowjobs work, but in a moment, I want you to expose your penis for me to inspect. But not yet. I just want you to stand there a moment. You don't seem to be aroused. Your cock's big, and if you were hard, I'd be able to tell. Now, give me a rest. Oh, you're like a scared little bunny. Your pulse is racing. Now I'm just going to You jumped. I was only feeling you through your trousers, that's all. But you leapt out of your skin. Okay, now expose yourself. Just undo your fly. Come on. Unzip it. Your hands are trembling. That's a good boy. Now, reach in. Put your hand in. Now pull your cock out for me. I meant balls too, dumbass. I thought that went without saying. Good boy, that's it. Cock and balls right in front of me. Nice. Now, pull up your zipper so it's tied up under your balls. Not so it hurts, though. Just so you can firmly feel your fly wrapped around your cock and balls. Almost like you're wearing a ring. Here, let me check. Move your hand away. Yep. Nice and snug. Now I'm going to inspect you, father. Oh, I called you father. Do you think that was a Freudian slip? Maybe I'm not such a feminist after all. Oh, you're all floppy. This is rare for me. Usually a guy's got his cock out and it's a battering ram already, which is nice, but it means I haven't been able to play with soft penises for ages. And your foreskin. I'm just pulling your foreskin back. Don't be so tense. Oh, your cockhead looks so cute when he's all little and shy and trying to hide from me. Now I'm just going to inspect your testicles. Oh my god. Wasn't sunny yesterday, was it? Or the day before, now that I think on it. So do you only masturbate when it's sunny enough to do it outside? I wish I could masturbate in my back garden with the sun on my clit, but the guy next door is a pervert, so. Are you gonna be a good boy? Are you gonna get hard for me? There we go. You're getting harder, father. Fuck. The first time I said it, I was just clowning around, but I think that time it actually was a Freudian slip. I mean, father, what the fuck? I've called guys daddy before, all the time, actually, but they've got to at least be like 10 years older than me, and it helps if they own a yacht or maybe an Italian sports car and have a hairy back. And I only ever say it so they buy me stuff. Never mind. I'm working you up now. I'm working you up with just my thumb and forefinger. Masturbating you so tenderly. Pumping you up. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got no choice about this. That's a good boy. Give in to me. Yeah. I can almost feel the blood rushing into your cock. Good boy. Oh, I think you're starting to enjoy yourself. No? Well, your cock's as you are, and cocks are the only honest part of men. Yeah, now we're on our way. Yeah, look at that. Look how nice and firm you are. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? You're a good boy. I can wrap my thumb and forefinger around it now. You're nearly fully hard. Okay. Well, here we go. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna put my mouth on you. And jerk you off. As I work the tip of your cock with my mouth. Like this. Is that good? You like how I'm sucking your cock? I want you to come in my mouth. Is that okay, Daddy? Holy fucking shit. I don't know where that came from, Daddy. There was just, like, no reason for me to say that, to call you Daddy. I mean, you're not going to give me money for calling you that, are you, Father? Ah, fuck. Ugh. I meant Daddy. Fuck. I meant good boy. Yeah. I meant good boy. I mean, why would I say Daddy? I don't even know my daddy. I was an orphan. Daddy means nothing to me. I'm a feminist. I'm an empowered feminist, and I don't have to take any shit of any guy. Unless they're paying me. Fuck. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I do like saying daddy, really. Maybe the real reason I said daddy a lot to guys wasn't because they'd give me money for saying it. Maybe deep down, like subconsciously, maybe I liked saying daddy, but I just couldn't admit it to myself. Fuck. I didn't come to confession for therapy. I came to confession just to suck your cock, Daddy. Cock. Father. Fuck. I meant good boy. I meant to say good boy. Oh, fuck. Who am I kidding? I guess I do like saying daddy, but I don't know. Father, why did my daddy leave me in a care home? Why did my daddy leave me, Father? Please, can I suck your cock, Daddy? I'll show you how good I can suck you, Daddy. See? Just like that. And if I suck your cock real good, just like this. Will you be my daddy? Forever, forever and ever. As long as I suck your cock like this. Every day. Whenever you want. Lovingly and tenderly. Will you be my daddy? And I'll be your good girl. And suck your cock real good. Just like this. Whenever you want. And I'll wait for you after Mass, Father. I mean Daddy. I meant Daddy. And I'll be kneeling waiting for you, Daddy. And you can just put your cock in my mouth. And I'll suck on you, Daddy. And if I'm a good girl, and I suck your cock just like this, please, will you come in my mouth for me? Please? I'll do anything you want. Any way you want. And I'll suck your cock. In the back garden, if you want, if it's sunny, and if I'm good, like really good. Will you come in my mouth, Daddy? And show me how much you love me. Show me how good I am, Father. Meant Daddy. Will you? Come in my mouth. Please. Thank you, Daddy. Am I a good girl, Daddy? Did I swallow your cum good, Daddy? Daddy, please, can I suck you dry, Daddy? So if I suck you good, like I just did, will you be my daddy? And I'll move in with you. And suck your cock every day. And do the housework too. And cook too. Yeah, Daddy, I can cook. Even though I'm pretty and even though I'm feminist. I'm not one of those SJW feminists. That you see on YouTube. Because I'm pretty. So can I be a good girl, Daddy? And I'll watch you jerk off in the back garden, Daddy. Every day it's sunny, Daddy. That's a good boy. Daddy.